Looking for a credit card suited to your diminished intellectual abilities? Introducing the Capital Dumb Rewards Card, the only credit card that offers cash on purchases idiots make. Timeshares, black market fireworks, those things you put in the holes of Crocs, a hot dog from 7-Eleven, Nickelback albums, tickets to Madame Web, Thin Mints, super hot hot sauce to impress your friends, anything from the TikTok shop. The Capital Dumb Rewards Card. What's in your head?
Nothing.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Today is March 4th.
A few hugs can go a long way.
March 4th is Hug a GI Day.
National Hug a GI Day.
Hug a GI Day is a holiday
to honor and appreciate our men and women in the U.S. military.
Give me a hug.
You mean hug me, hug me.
Bring it in. Let's hug this out.
Let's hug it out.
Let's hug it out.
Hug a GI Day.
Give me a hug.
Let us begin.
Okay. I guess that's the cue to start the show, huh? Hi there. It's so nice of you to join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So darned easy, even I could do it. You can find our podcast on the Alexa as well.
Hello!
So here's how we roll. We do the show live. Take two. We do the show live from 8 to 11. It's a mid-morning show. Okay? So it's live right now. You know, if you're listening to it live, it's live right now between 8 and 11 on radio434.com and on the apps and on the Alexa device. And it's also, we do a video simulcast that is available on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Then we take all the segments and we repack it into a full-length podcast, and that is available. That drops usually by noon or so. So if you want to listen to the show live, that's from 8 to 11, Monday through Friday, and you can catch that on radio434.com, on the apps, and on the Alexa. You can also watch it on Facebook Live. There, did I cover all that? Oh, yeah, and then if you just want to listen to the podcast at your leisure, whenever you want to, you can do that very easily. On Alexa, by the way, you say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. And you can also find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. And there's a link on our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find everything there. All right. On today's program, it is Maker Monday. So we've got the folks from Maker Faire Lynchburg and Vector Space. They're going to be joining us. It's also YMCA Monday, and we'll have a visit from those folks as well. Plus, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. We've got the good news story and so much more. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy, be active, be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
When it comes to diamonds and engagement rings, 74% of Gen Z say a diamond isn't necessary. At Empty Promise Jewelers, we'll help you, kind of. Sort of commit to the person who might be the person of your dreams with the new Gen Z collection of copper, aluminum, and stainless steel jewelry. Nothing says maybe this is forever like a ring that turns your skin green. Give her a ring from the Gen Z collection at Empty Promise Jewelers for when you just want to keep her on hold.
The Mike Show. All right, so there's a ordinarily we wouldn't do this. But there's another morning show out there, but this one's from Australia, and there's an Irish leap day tradition where women propose to men on the 29th. So this radio station in Australia decided to get in on it last Thursday. A listener named Carly called the show in Melbourne, and she said she wanted to propose to her boyfriend Brad on the air, and they've been together for 5 years. So rather than read this story to you, here, I'm going to, let's see, how can I, how can I share, add to stage, there we go. Okay, so we've got the actual video of their morning show, and we're going to play it for you. Let me see if I can set this up properly. Okay, here we go. Let's play it.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. Brad speaking.
Hey, Brad. It's Fifi, Fev, and Nick here.
Hey, Brad.
From Fox FM.
Oh, baby,
Megan, what? Why is it only in left channel?
But we're here. But we just wanted to let you know that your beautiful girlfriend, 5 years, Carly, is here too, and she would like to talk to you. So we'll just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Okay.
Hi. Okay.
Hey.
It's been the most incredible 5 years of my life with you. Every morning I wake up as the luckiest girl alive. You make me feel like nothing I've ever felt before. You are my north, my south, my east, my west, my working week, and my Sunday rest. I have loved growing with you and learning about you and watching you become the person you are, and I know that who I am is totally because of you. And I can't wait to do this forever. Will you marry me?
You're joking. Is this live on air?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. You're joking. Like, I don't know, like, I mean, yeah, like, I'm not trying to like, put you on the spot, babe. But, like, I just, like, I'm just pretty...
Other way around.
I just don't know if this is the sort of thing I'd do on air, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a big, it's like a big deal, and, like, I'm pretty traditional, like, kind of guy, as you know, like,
Hey, Brad, I'll just jump in for one sec, because today is the 29th of February. It's every leap year it happens, and that in an Irish tradition that the female can ask the male in tradition on the 29th. That's why Carly's done it. Just a bit of a backstory.
Yeah, right. Like, I don't want to seem like I'm, like, not grateful or anything. Like, obviously, like, of course, like, babe, like, I love you, babe. I don't know, like, I'm just, like, I'm feeling pretty shocked right now. Like, I feel kind of, like, shaky, like I've got a lot of adrenaline at the moment.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, now obviously, he seemed to be backpedaling quite a bit. And also, ordinarily, we wouldn't share somebody else's morning show, obviously, without their permission, or would want to promote somebody else's program. But, you know, they're in Australia, and I think it's totally fine. Anyway, so her proposal, I think, was great. She called herself the luckiest girl alive. She didn't really get a no, though. He was at work and obviously very flustered by it. But... there is a happy ending. Carly called the next day on Friday and explained that when she got home Thursday, Brad had booked a dinner for the two of them at a fancy restaurant, and he proposed to her. Now, we're assuming she said yes right away and didn't leave him hanging like he did to her. Brad was also on the line at the time with their show, and he said that he's been through the ringer and that he was caught off guard because he had already bought a ring and had planned to propose in a different way. I'm wondering if that's really the case, or if he figured, oh, crap, I better do something, and then book the restaurant and bought the ring. But, okay, rings take time, probably not. Well, anyway, so that brings us to our top list. With this poor girl in Australia who proposed to her boyfriend on the radio, got the dreaded response of, I don't know. On the bright side, at least it wasn't anything from today's list. That's our top list today, top things you never want to hear after your proposal. Here we go, number one. Why? Top things you never want to hear after your proposal. You're hilarious. That's our top list, top things you never want to hear after your proposal. I'm already married. The top things you never want to hear after you propose. Finally, we can stop having sex. Can you repeat the question? Chlamydia makes me forgetful. Top things you never want to hear after you propose. Well, there goes a perfectly fine evening. Top list, top things you never want to hear after you propose. Not before I look at your debt to asset ratio. The top things you never want to hear after you propose. Whoa, I'm drunk, but not that drunk. Top things you never want to hear after you propose. Sorry, I'm only appearing on The Bachelor to boost my acting career. And the top things you never want to hear after you propose. Yes. Wait a minute. The Mike Show. It is today, Monday. It's the Monday edition of the program. So darned happy you could join us. Coming up, we've got your news, and we've got not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
How about this for a New Year's resolution? Invest in your home. Update that kitchen and bathroom with a visit to Stonecrafters. According to Realtors, homes with updated kitchens and bathrooms sell 54% faster and for more money. Plus, you have to live there, and there's no greater investment, especially right now, than your own home. Stonecrafters has the largest selection of stone in stock, rows and rows towering throughout their factory direct warehouse. Plus, a great selection of remnants in stock, too, that can save you money. And right now, for a limited time, Stonecrafters will give you a free vanity top for your bathroom or bar with the purchase and installation of your new kitchen from Stonecrafters. Visit Stonecrafters for details. 3678 Manita Road in Bedford, StonecraftersVA.com. And they do it all from start to finish, from laser measuring your space, designing your project, cutting your stone right there in their warehouse, and installing your new kitchen and bathroom in days. For custom countertops and cabinetry, there's only one choice, Stonecrafters. Your satisfaction is guaranteed in stone.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is World Obesity Day. A new study reveals 1 billion people are now obese. Mission accomplished, cackled the ghost of Colonel Sanders. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. It's the second most exciting Tuesday after Taco. Pentax is releasing a new film camera. So whenever Photomat reopens, you can use it. And Oprah quit Weight Watchers after admitting to using Ozempic. A mascot hasn't betrayed their brand like that since Tony the Tiger ate Cap'n Crunch. This is not headline news.
I mean, he literally ate Captain Crunch. Not the cereal, but the captain himself. He did. Hi there. It is the Mike Show. So let's be honest. We are all imperfect members of society. For every pet peeve you have about something someone else does, you are probably annoying someone else without realizing it. There's a thread online about the things people do or say without realizing how rude they are. Do you agree? And or are you guilty of any of these things? All right, let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. We have 10 of these. I'm just going to skip through a couple of them. Saying no offense is often followed by something very offensive. If you feel like you need to buffer it with the phrase, no offense, but, then you should probably reconsider vocalizing it at all, because you're probably going to offend somebody. How about this? Giving unsolicited parenting advice, even indirectly, through your own social media posts. Some people get a bit preachy, but then there's also that shaming vibe if you do it that way. Commenting on weight or physique in any way, even if it's meant as a compliment. I don't know about the compliment part. I mean, if somebody said, man, Mike, you look great, I'd be like, thank you. But oh, man, Mike, you look fat. Yes. Yes, I am. Looking at your phone while someone is talking to you. Eyes up here, guys. Eyes up here. Make eye contact. It's just polite. asking a newly married couple if they plan on having kids, or any couple, really. Also, asking a couple if and when they're planning to get married. None of your business. Letting your dog jump on someone else. I thought jump was another word. I really did.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Or your dog. Letting your dog jump on someone else. Also, don't let your kids jump on someone else. If someone declines alcohol or drugs, insisting that they partake, or looking disappointed, or asking them why they're not drinking or smoking is rude. If you say, here, you do you want a beer? And someone says, no, I'm good. Then immediately follow up with, well, hey, we've got sodas, we've got tea. Do you want some coffee? You know, man, oh man. A lot of this is common sense. Maybe some people were brought up better than other people. I don't know. Stepping on a busy escalator and then stopping to look around so others have to either awkwardly get off while trying to avoid running into you. It also seems to happen with those moving walkways at the bigger airports. Parking a shopping cart in the middle of the aisle, even temporarily, so that others can't pass. These are things, common things people do that they may not realize is actually rude. And a lot of folks are talking about this on the interwebs. And then number one, listening to anything in public with the volume turned up. I will say again, listening to anything in public with the volume turned up, with the exception of this show. That is the most unrude thing you can do. Is listen to this show with the volume turned all the way up so that everybody can hear it. All right. What else? There was a story about coffee. What is this? All right. According to this, a sleep expert named Dr. Deborah Lee says that drinking coffee the minute that you wake up may not be your best bet. What? She says that when you wake up, your cortisol levels are at its peak. That's your primary stress hormone, which enhances alertness and focus. That's when I first wake up, I am neither alert or focused or anything. I am groggy AF. So I don't get this, but anyway. So this cortisol, it also regulates your metabolism and your immune system response. According to Deborah, if you drink coffee at this point, it may do more harm than good, and it's even possible that you could become immune to caffeine. Oh, so far, so good. I'm 57. Cortisol follows a rhythm specific to your own sleeping cycle, according to her, and that explains why your energy peaks in the morning and you get more tired at night. Speak for yourself, doctor. Dr. Lee says, that's Deborah, says the best time to drink coffee is mid to late morning when your cortisol levels have begun declining and you feel your energy slump. So according to this, if you wake up at 7 a.m., that might be 10 a.m. or noon for you. Okay, so we do a mid-morning show now from 8 to 11. So I get up a little bit later than I used to whenever we were on FM. Usually I would have gotten up at like 4:30 in the morning. But now I'm getting up more like, 5:30, closer to 6 o'clock. Now I had my first cup of coffee, and ordinarily I just wait. I brew 2 cups of coffee. I put it in my Big Yeti and then I come to the studio. So I won't even have my first sip of coffee until after 8 a.m. So getting up at like 5:36, oh, that's fine. Either way, I'm fine. Now, that said, another doctor, a sleep expert named Wendy Troxell, says that, quote, there's really no scientific evidence that having caffeine first thing in the morning versus delaying it for a couple hours has any differential effects on alertness. I think it's mostly a matter of personal preference. All right. What else? Here we go. Okay. Were you born in the wrong decade? A new poll found 1 in 5 Americans don't think they fit with their generation. 19% of us think we have little or nothing in common with the people our own age and fit in better with people who are either younger or older than us. And here's a quick rundown. Baby boomers, the least likely to think they belong in another generation. If anything, you might feel like you fit in better with your parents' friends. That said, 1% of people over 65 think they're running with the wrong crowd and could fit in much better with Gen Z. Gen X, that is me. You're more likely than millennials or Gen Zers to think you do fit your generation. Still, 6% think they're more like millennials and 3% said more like Gen Z. Now, I am fine with Gen X. We're cool. Millennials, 17% said one of those three older generations fits them best. Another 21% feel like they're really more of a Gen Xer. And, you know, and I guess the older you are in the millennial scale, that makes a lot of sense. And then Gen Z. 17% of people under 30 think they fit best with people over 60. That includes 6% who feel like boomers at heart, 4% who said the silent generation or people born in the 30s and early 40s, and 7% said greatest generation, the people who won World War II for us. Now, hear me out. Did those 7% maybe just see greatest as an option and not know what it meant and think, yep, that's me? Because that's, I don't know. Anyway, interesting stuff. It is the Mike Show. It is the Mike Show, Monday edition. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. We've got your audio vault and some stupid criminals coming up as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde, each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
5
Random.
Random.
Facts.
Yep. that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Joan Rivers maintained an organized collection of 65,000 typewritten jokes, and they were cross-referenced by categories like Parents Hated Me or Las Vegas. The largest subject area was Tramp, not Trump, Tramp, which included 1,756 jokes. Number two, Hitler, Trotsky, Freud, and Stalin all lived in Vienna, Austria in 1913. Number three. I just had the hiccups. Number three. No, that wasn't number three, by the way. This is number three. Redheaded people, like real redheads, need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other colors of hair. The gene mutation for red hair also affects the body's pain tolerance. Interesting. Number four. 17 countries have a ban on people owning or wearing camouflage clothing if they're not police officers or in the armed forces. Those countries are mostly in the Caribbean and Africa, and that makes a lot of sense. And number five. Let's get some music in here while we wait for number five. There we go. Number five. The first TV commercial aired on July 1st, 1941, before a Brooklyn Dodgers-Philadelphia Phillies game. It was for the Boulevard Watch Company. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three, four, five.
Random facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. So darned happy you could join us. Let's see. What is this? Is that the one? Is this the one? Is this the one? All right. I'm looking at all our commercials. Man, oh, man. We've got a ton of them now. No complaints. None whatsoever. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. That makes it YM Is it this way? Yeah, C A Monday on the program. Sherry's joining us, and you guys have a big, big, big announcement you just made, and it is it's kind of transformative for that particular Y. Tell us about it.
It really is, yeah. So the YMCA on Old Forest Road, if you've been around, it has gone through a lot of changes, but
it is
now
beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous.
It really is. But now we have announced that the YMCA on Old Forest Road will officially be 24/7 access wellness facility.
Wait a minute. I have a sound effect for that. Yeah, it's the Hallelujah Choir. There you go.
Absolutely.
All right. So 24/7 access.
Yeah, starting March 18th.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
That is great.
We've heard everybody say they wanted extended hours or they want a 24/7 facility, and you requested, so we provided. And it's been a work in the process, but we're ready.
Is this the first 24/7 facility that you guys have had?
Yes, it is.
Wow. That is huge news.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, tell the folks, what all can they expect at that particular Y?
Yeah, so if you've been to the YMCA on Old Forest Road, you'll know that it's kind of split into like our group fitness classes and then like our mind and wellness classes and even regimen on one side. And then on the other side, it's the wellness facility. And the wellness facility is really going to be the 24/7 access portion. So we'll be able to block off the other side of the building with a garage door. So this will essentially let our members have access to focus on their health on their own time. And again, it starts March 18th, and we do have an interest form up on our website. So if you are currently a YMCA member and you are interested in adding this to your membership, you can fill out the interest form online, and we can waive the interest fee, or excuse me, the access fee for the month of March. And then going into April, it would kick up for the $4.99. So it's only $4.99 a month for 24/7 access to this facility.
Okay. A lot of folks do shift work. And sometimes those shifts change.
Yeah.
And you know, you're really scrambling to make time for your workout. This is fantastic.
Yeah, no more time constraints. Yeah, you can come on in.
This is great news. What else is going on at the Y?
We are happy to announce as well that we have a brand new CEO.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's do the Hallelujah Choir again.
There you go.
can't do it without them. All right. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, his name is Mike Cassidy.
Okay. I already like him.
Yep, right, there
he's
you go.
He's got a great name.
So he came originally from the East Coast, went over to the West Coast, has been with the YMCA for, I think it was 3 decades out in California.
Yeah.
And he's looking to come back to the East Coast. So with our position available, he applied, and he was a great candidate, and we're excited to have him on board starting March 11th.
Okay. That is fantastic as well, and we'll get a chance to talk with Mike on not the 11th, but the next Monday.
I will try to get that lined up.
All right.
We have a lot in plan for him, but yes, soon.
Understood. Well, congratulations, Mike, and welcome to Lynchburg. Thank you so much for taking on this role, and we're looking forward to your leadership and stewardship at the Y, and we're looking forward to seeing you out and about in the community.
Yes, we're so excited to have him.
This is great. All right, so no other big news?
No, not really. Unless you have a buddy. Yeah, there's always, there's always something happening at the Y. So
I have a buddy.
If you have a buddy, then for this month, it's the last month to save on our YMC memberships with your buddy. So if you refer a buddy, you will get 20% off. And if your buddy signs up, they will get 20% off of their monthly membership dues.
Okay.
So you both save. I think it's $192 for the year, rather. It's a great time. And if you both have interesting work schedules, you both can add the 24/7 access, and you can go to the gym whenever you want.
Well, and again, we've talked about this before. When you work out with a friend, it tends to motivate you better, but it keeps you accountable.
Yes.
Your friends are like, hey, come on, are we working out, or what are we doing? And they will. They'll definitely keep you accountable. So it's a great way to work out with a friend Stay on, if this is your resolution to get healthy, it couldn't come at a better time.
Honestly, no. Yeah. And this is a great time just across the board to especially become a YMCA member. I have never seen such a big promo, such a big announcement that I'm seeing now. I mean, y'all are getting a great deal, and having a buddy with you, it just makes it even better.
Absolutely. You can learn more if you visit ymcacva.org. That's where everything Y. And you've got so many locations. Tell us about the locations and what we can find at each.
Yeah, so of course we mentioned our YMCA on Old Forest Road. You have your typical group fitness, the health and wellness section, or the more of the free weights, essentially. That's also going to be the 24/7. Okay. And then you have your Jamerson Family YMCA. Again, they have a great functional fitness area. The wellness room is gorgeous. Again, mind and body, group fitness. They also have CrossFit, cycling, you name it, they've got it all. Also, they have the kids' gym and child watch. And then you have the downtown YMCA. And yes, we do have some updates coming out about the Capital campaign.
Nice.
And, you know, same concept. It's the child watch. It's the group fitness. And then, of course, you have your wellness center. So all three of them give you what you need. But downtown and Jamerson have the pool.
Nice. So get over to ymcacva.org or go and visit each one of these great facilities. They'll be happy to walk you through them, show you everything that the Y is all about, get you signed up. It's extremely affordable. And if you're looking to get healthy, if you're looking to, you know, just really be transformed in 2024, this is a great place to start.
Absolutely.
Sari, thank you so much for joining us on the program each and every other Monday.
Yes.
we love to have you. We love to hear updates about the YMCA and everything that you guys are doing.
I'm happy to do it. Happy to be here.
All right. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. It's Maker Monday with Maker Faire and Vector Space. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy, be active, be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. That's Maker Monday with Vector Space and Maker Faire Lynchburg. Molly's joining us. And Molly, you've brought us yet another fascinating guest. Who did you bring?
Today I have a big Vector Space favorite, Max Barris from Hacksburg in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Nice. Hi, Max.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. So you're going to be at Maker Faire, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And we were playing around with some of your photos of some of the really, really neat stuff that you're working on. And I have a photo of something called the ultrasonic levitator. Okay. This is amazing. Probably just by definition, you can figure out what this thing does. But Max, tell us what it does.
So ultrasonic levitator is a fun project. It's something that one of our Hacksburg members made in their spare time as a member of the space.
Okay.
The project is based around the idea of two spherical sections of ultrasonic emitters,
yeah,
the same type that you'd see on the back of a modern car for making sure you don't back up into someone while parallel parking.
Interesting. Okay.
But
my mind's already blown because I didn't realize that device is that device. And
right.
I had no idea. So, okay, so continue, yeah, please.
And there may be four or eight of them on a car. We've got dozens on this device arranged in these spherical sections to create interfering sound waves at ultrasonic frequencies that most people can't hear that cause pockets of low pressure air surrounded by high pressure air. And in that scenario, a very light object will just stay put. It will levitate.
And you can see that right on the screen. If you're listening to us, go on over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, and you'll be able to see these images up on the screen. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 objects.
Yep,
that are
pieces
just
of styrofoam
floating. This looks like UFO stuff.
It's amazing.
It really does. And that's made out of the same darn thing that's on the back of your car.
Absolutely.
Essentially.
It's just a repurpose of that
wow.
Type of ultrasonic emitter. So it'll levitate styrofoam. It'll levitate tiny droplets of water.
Okay.
And the tiny droplets of water relate to the original purpose of a device like this.
Okay.
So one of our members made it.
So it's not just for fun.
Yeah, there are interesting practical applications of an ultrasonic levitator like this.
No, well, tell us.
Yeah.
So
please.
Interesting thing with these is you can use these in pharmaceutical applications and medical device manufacturing applications for things that are so small, so delicate that you don't want to pick them up.
Yeah.
Now, this array of ultrasonic emitters, there are buttons you can press on the control panel to move those items up and down.
Really? Can you move them from side to side?
With a more complicated device, you can move them side to side and in all three directions.
Wow.
Wow.
Researchers have used devices like this, but with that additional control circuitry, in order to actually assemble pharmaceuticals, microscopic devices that are so small that you can't grab them by just moving these little pockets of air around to move drops of water or move small items from place to place.
Incredibly interesting.
Now, can you transport them from one device to another device across the room?
Now, throwing them across the air is a leap too far.
Okay,
but within the confines of the levitator, you can move stuff.
So, coming from a radio background, and I want you to explain if this is different. Coming from a radio background, we learned that like signals repel one another. So, you know, the closer in frequency that a radio wave is, it will literally push away the other radio frequency. If you have one transmitter and another transmitter and they're both transmitting on the same frequency, they'll literally push the signals away from one another. Is this what this device does or no?
It's a different effect because we are the kind of physical medium of radio waves is electric fields and magnetic fields, which a piece of styrofoam is affected a little bit by an electric field. That's what static electricity is.
Sure.
But in this case, we are relying on the physical fact that sound is pressure waves.
Okay.
Not electric or magnetic
waves.
Gotcha.
Well, that is, it's just fascinating. All right, so this is the ultrasonic levitator. We have a couple more photos that I want to bring up, and let me exit out of this on the other screen. I'm geeking on your lightsaber.
Yeah, so that's a fun class series that Hacksburg runs in collaboration with the Lightsaber Club at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
You didn't know we had one of those.
No, I did not know, but now we do.
And so what we do there is you sign up for the class.
Okay.
We give you a chunk of metal, and we teach you how to use the lathe in order to machine out whatever lightsaber design for the hilt that you would like.
Oh, wow.
We teach you how to solder. The electronics inside the lightsaber include gyros and accelerometers and a speaker so that as you swing the lightsaber around, it makes the right noises for you.
This is true.
Absolutely.
I'm loving this. This is so cool.
And there are RGB LEDs in the polycarbonate blade so that when you press the ignite button, the light shoots out of the hilt.
Oh, man.
And because the body of the hilt is aluminum and the blade is polycarbonate, you can actually do lightsaber battles.
All right. So, Molly, did you realize that there was going to be this much geekery on the program?
I did not know. I'm in awe over here. And I'm also a little bit worried about how many lightsaber battles are going to be breaking out in the near future.
Oh, I envision. Now, how many lightsabers will be making it to Maker Faire Lynchburg?
More than one. We'll have the Hacksburg lightsaber. We'll have mine. We may have some more members from the VT Lightsaber Club up as well. We actually last year during the Lynchburg Maker Faire, we had a lightsaber inspection from Darth Vader himself.
Wow! Okay.
And, I expect that he'll be there again this year and inspecting again.
It's about to get geeky. Up in here. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, this is really, really cool. All right.
Hold on to your pocket protectors.
Please do. Let's see. What is this? Oh, the eyeball robot. I want to check this out. Tell us more about this guy.
So the projects you've heard from so far are all sorts of other member projects that Hacksburg members have made. This is a project that I have made. In my time at Hacksburg. So this is, it's a giant eyeball.
Yeah.
It is 14 inches across.
Okay.
And there's a camera located in the center of the pupil.
Okay.
That is connected to a computer, like a Raspberry Pi computer that it's made by NVIDIA.
Okay.
It's the same processor inside a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And what that does is looks at the video, uses the same computer vision machine learning model that Google uses on an Android smartphone to find your faces in Snapchat, for example.
Oh, man.
And looks for people's faces. And the whole eyeball rotates on two stepper motors controlled by a repurposed 3D printer control board.
Oh, man.
And it looks at you. So the eyeball just kind of makes eye contact around all the people who are in the booth.
Okay, practical applications, but also creepy and fun.
a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
This is so cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so these are all things that you guys are working on, and you personally are working on at your makerspace. Tell us about your makerspace.
So Hacksburg. Like Vector Space is a nonprofit community makerspace.
Okay.
We are located in the Virginia Tech Corporate Research Center. We've got a wood shop, metal shop, 3D printers, sewing room, industrial laser cutter, and electronics prototyping area.
Okay.
It's membership-based. So you get a membership with a swipe card. You can come in and use the space whenever you want. And then most Sundays throughout the year, we have classes to teach you how to use the equipment and just go through projects and ideas and ways of making things that the members are passionate about and to build a community of makers in our part of the Commonwealth.
Well, very cool. And you guys will be at Maker Faire Lynchburg. You yourself personally and hopefully some of your friends with lightsabers.
Yep, for our third or fourth appearance.
Okay.
It's a wonderful event. I look forward to it every year, and And it should be great in 2024 as well.
We're looking forward to it as well. So Molly, yes. tell us how are things going with the plans for Maker Faire, and how are things coming along at Vector Space?
Oh, we've been in communication with so many lovely people who are going to make it out to Maker Faire this year. We have all kinds of different makers, from blacksmithing to sewing to Hacksburg, of course, and many, many more that you'll be hearing all about. We also have a great rally of food trucks, and we are going to be doing all of this on Sunday, March 24th.
Okay. Again, we are looking forward to being out at Maker Faire. We were there last year and set up, and we were doing live and on location broadcasts, doing interviews and things like that. Mm-hmm. It was big, big fun. So not going to have the farty trumpets of fire?
We will not have any fiery trumpets, okay. No. But do not be too sad, because what we will be having going on right smack in the middle of Maker Faire is a big power racing series.
I'm really looking forward to that.
If you like Mario Kart and wish that you could become a Mario Kart character for a day and drive a little tiny cart with your knees way high up in the air, you will love this event. People are building their own cars, bringing them, racing them for speed, longevity, silliness, all those nice. Good factors.
So. Well, I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah.
All right, so you can learn more if you visit the website, lynchburg.makerfaire, F-A-I-R-E.com, and we'll link that up in the comments of this video on our social media, at The Mike Show VA. And you can also learn about Vector Space. What is the website for that?
The website for Vector Space is www.vector-space.org.
All right. And things are going well down at Vector Space?
Things are going great. We are nestling into our new building more and more all the time. We're located in Midtown Lynchburg, and we even have new shops coming to us all the time. We just installed a powder coating booth, if any metal workers out there know what that is.
Yeah. Folks can learn more about Vector Space again by visiting vector-space.org. Find out more. You can sign up, become a member of Vector Space.
Yes.
It's also a nonprofit organization, and just a great maker space and community workshop. So go on out and check it out. You can sign up for classes, and then during the summer, all year round, but you guys have workshops and things for kids.
That's right. We do have workshops. Most of our workshops are for 12 and over.
Okay.
We also have open first Fridays that are kid friendly.
Nice.
So we'll always provide a Skillshare for any age, on the first Friday of the month.
Okay. Very, very cool. Again, learn more at vector-space.org. Thank you so much for taking time this morning. Looking forward to seeing you guys out at Maker Faire. And everybody out. You're all invited. Everybody, show up. It's free and open to the public.
That's right.
Do you have spaces available still for makers?
Very few. We've had a second flood of makers coming in, so we're accepting those applications now. So if you are a maker and you absolutely need to be there, send us your application right away. That can be found on the Maker Faire website.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing everybody out at Maker Faire.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. How about the Faux-rito, seasoned deep-fried tofu, shaved ribeye and sautéed red peppers and onions, fried glass noodles, cucumbers, and bean sprouts with sweet chili sauce mixed inside. Or the Tort Burrito, a limited-time burrito with spicy deep-fried cheese tortellini, adobo chicken, red peppers, and house-made queso. How about the carnita? Slow-cooked pork carnitas with seasoned rice, black beans, shredded red cabbage, Monterey cheese, and corn pico. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RodoraSpecialty.com/cafe, or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like it. All right, today is National Grammar Day, which is observed to encourage the use of correct grammar in both verbal and written language. Here is a public service announcement.
Happy National Grammar Day. Let's hope it's wonderfuler than last year. Maybe you can find peoples to celebrate with. And remember, never, never, ever use no wrong wording. Me, for one, take for granted all of the other people's bad grammars. Specifically, how they is always thinking it's supposedly right to say, for all intensive purposes. I is fortunate, because my teacher teached me good, and I learned a lot. Thank yous.
Thank yous. It's also Happy World Obesity Day. Should we be happy about this? It's a unified day of action that calls for a cohesive, cross-sector response to the obesity crisis. It's very, very serious. Here's how they're marking the occasion on TikTok.
Your mama is so fat when she got on the scale. It said I need your weight, not your phone number. Your mama is so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas, and it's still printing. Your mama is so fat that when she went to the beach, a whale swam up and sang, "We are family, even though you're fatter than me." Your mama is so fat, when she sat on Walmart, she lowered the prices. And your mama is so fat, her belly button gets home 15 minutes before she does. Happy World Obesity Day.
Oh my. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. A young woman in Texas named Hannah Long was depressed and having a rough time at home. One of her high school teachers had written her a note that said, "Be fearless in life." It meant so much to her. She had it tattooed on her forearm. Here is when she showed the tattoo.
That's my handwriting?
Yeah.
That's going to make me cry.
Why?
Because that's awesome. That's so cool. If I had known you were going to get this tattooed on your body, I would have written it like in perfect handwriting.
What?
Don't do that to me.
Why?
That's so cool.
Don't cry.
It's a happy cry.
All right, there you go. He teared up. Let's skip that. What is this? Has McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich gotten smaller? Yes, it has. It definitely has. It has to have. Everything there has gotten smaller, okay? Do you remember when the Big Mac was, like, huge? Or maybe it was because I was a child. I'm not sure. Well, anyway, fans of the Filet-O-Fish, believe it so. And they're not happy. To celebrate, we found a classic Filet-O-Fish jingle touting the sandwich.
Up on this wall, if it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
Right now, you can enjoy two tasty Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33.
Give me back that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
Yeah. Filet-O-Fish fans have remade the classic McDonald's jingle.
Bring back the big Filet-O-Fish, the bigger fish. Bring back the big Filet-O-Fish, these are the tiniest. What if it was you that paid for something so small? If you paid for tiny fish, you wouldn't be laughing at all. Bring back the big Filet-O-Fish. fish, the bigger fish.
Yeah, yummy. I'm not even. I'm not even. That is just wrong. And we'll save that for stupid criminals. Are we going to a comedian? No, let's do this first. John Oliver. I actually like John Oliver. Had a supercut of local TV news people talking about the iguanas that pass out in Florida due to the cold weather. Here, listen to this.
Floridians are watching for falling iguanas.
Once it hits 50 degrees, remember, they want the warm stuff. They start to slow down. By 45, they're out.
No, the iguanas are not dead. It takes a long time in really, really cold air for that to happen. So if you do see an iguana on the ground, do not pick it up. Don't take it home with you.
You think they're not well. You pick them up. You put them in your car. You bring them to your home them up and make sure they're okay. They wake up now when they thaw up, and they're angry.
They fall out of the trees, and then you're supposed to kill them because they're an invasive species. It's crazy. I mean, you're encouraged to kill them when they're stunned.
All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. It's National Grammar Day, as we mentioned. Here's comedian Lenny Marcus talking about kids not knowing proper grammar.
Kids today, they can't even form a sentence correctly. They can't. Every kid I meet puts the preposition at the end of the sentence. It drives me nuts. They come up to me, "Excuse me, where the bathroom at?" "What? Where the bathroom at?" I'm thinking, where's your English teacher at? You know where she at? She at the unemployment line. Trying to figure out where her job went to. Maybe we should teach the kids how to pronounce words. We have multiple pronunciations for every word now. It's annoying. Is it Iraq or Iraq? Is it Iran or Iran? Is it Porsche or Porsche? How about that store in the mall for the last 20 years? Aeropostale, Aeropostale, Aeropostale. It's so annoying, I can't take it. I was on a date with this girl. She says her name is Andrea. I said, Andrea? She goes, no, it's Andrea. I'm like, that's it, date's over. I'm not saying Andrea for the rest of my life. You pretentious idiot.
All right. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we are going to get a little bit more stupider. Maybe a lot more stupider. Plus, we have a good news story for you, and we'll share that as well. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by... Where are we at? Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A thief in North Texas, not Norseman. Take two. A thief in North Texas stole a large sum of money from an armored truck at gunpoint on Friday morning, and then a nice pair of slacks. It happened outside an ATM in broad daylight. An unknown man jumped the driver of a Brink Security armored truck. He flashed a gun. The driver got down on the ground and gave up the money. To add insult to injury, the armed robber then stole the driver's pants. Reports say that he did it to ensure the guard wouldn't retaliate. To add more insult to injury, a witness filmed the pants removal, which wasn't a smooth process. The thief started tugging at the driver's pants, but then had trouble getting them off. The driver had to help him. We're assuming the witness didn't intervene because of the gun, maybe. Last we heard, police are still looking for the guy, but it was caught on the ATM's surveillance cameras, so hopefully they have some leads. And then there's this. A Texas man is facing charges after assaulting a convenience store employee and then crashing his truck into the building because the beer fridges were locked. Here's an officer explaining what Abigail Vasquez Dominguez is accused of doing.
An individual had gone into the store and went towards the refrigerators where the alcohol was at. He became upset when he found out that the refrigerator was locked. He went over to talk to an employee, and allegedly he struck an employee, assaulted the employee, and exited the store, got onto his pickup truck, and crashed into the convenience store.
All right. Now, if you don't know, Texas is one of 28 states with blue laws that require stores to stop selling beer and alcohol from midnight to 7 a.m. Stores usually chain the doors closed. And then there's this. It's not criminal, but it's just freaking weird. An Oklahoma school district is in hot water after video emerged of students in school licking peanut butter off of each other's toes for a fundraiser.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, or how about that? That one's better. Here's a student and a parent talking about what they witnessed. And by the way, the parent and students' voices were distorted to keep their identity a secret.
It was surprising. I didn't think they were going to do all that. I had to ask her, like, wait, what? They're licking peanut butter off of toes. What? I am all for fundraising and all for really fun and silly things, but that right there just seemed a little excessive.
Yeah. There's good news in the world, thank God. We do the good news after the stupidity, because there is so much stupidity in the world. A grandma left an amazing gift to her granddaughter. 20 years worth of saved voicemails from granddaughter to grandmother. Here are the voicemails from Paley Basic to her grandmother, and both of them talking about the cherished moments. Here.
So it's me, Grandma. I just got a new scooter, and it's pretty. I love it. Grandma, I thought maybe you could come over and watch G-Force with me. You can come over if you want, okay?
Hi, Grandma. It's me, Paley. I just wanted to say goodnight. I love you, and I miss you.
Well, you know, I got the job. I got the job on the spot. I'm just really happy.
It's the little things in life that we can stitch together to make our life so cherished.
The memories we overlook the most are tend to be the memories that we appreciate later on in life.
And there you go.
The good news.
All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. This portion, especially the good news, is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia's 5K on the Runway.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the Runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m., this flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
This is a care team at Central.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Central, because it's your life.
We help you live it.